All right, now it's time for Talkin' Books, made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by there for an afternoon pick-me-up. You can enjoy a delicious nitro cold brew coffee or indulge with a new gelato flavor. Gelato would be good on a day like this. And, of course, don't forget to bring your favorite book. Speaking of favorite books, we are joined in the studio by one of my favorite book people, Susan Brown. How are you?
I would say I'm cool, but actually right now,
it's
Aaron...
It's quite hot.
I mean, I'm not hot yet. I'm warm. It's decidedly warm here in the WCHL studios.
So if y'all are playing the WCHL home game right now, it's very hot out, and the air conditioning in this particular room is kind of on the blink today, so it's a little bit hotter in here than usual.
It's not as humid yet.
It's not as humid yet. Yeah, it's still better in here than it is outside by quite a bit, so we're okay.
But other than that, I'm well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Susan Brown, for those of you joining us for the first time, heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. Exciting time, as always, at the libraries. We're getting to the end of summer.
It is, or what I like to call, and this may not be true for everyone, but it's certainly true in my house and sometimes in the library, it's Feral Child Week. It's the week of the feral child when many summer camps have...
I've been
shut
told
down.
That every week is the week of the feral
child.
This week in particular.
This week in particular. Right. So for us, for the Brown family, my husband started his job back. He teaches at State, so he's back and I'm still working. My kids are fine.
Of course.
I mean, they would have texted me by now, right? They're fine. But this is a week when school starts next week and many camps are closed. So there's a lot of caregivers and kids. If you're 9 years old, you can be on your own in the Chapel Hill Public Library. That's a thing to know.
Yes.
So there are a lot of people enjoying the last week of summer, the last week of freedom, hanging out in the library and all around town.
Awesome.
And of course, the students are back.
Yes. So it's just more exciting in general.
It is. And it's funny because through my work with the library, but especially with arts and culture, I have lots of meetings downtown.
Uh-huh.
So I've been going downtown a lot this summer during the day. And I went down last week. And it was like I was an old, very cranky person. Because sometimes I was like, what are all these kids doing here?
Just as if that were the case. Not in reality.
Not actually.
No, of course not.
And then I was like, oh, I can't find parking. But I love it when downtown is bustling and the UNC students are back. So it's a fun time of year.
Super fun. So anything going on at the library that people ought to know about?
Oh, jinkies, Aaron. All kinds of things are going on. Let me pull up the calendar real quick. Like, let
the
me
library's
click,
website,
click.
By the way, is chapelhillpubliclibrary.org. If y'all want to follow along while we
nice
while
filler.
We read it out loud,
good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Artists and book lovers and lovers of the freedom to read. Mm. Our annual call for artists for our banned book trading cards project is out now, and the deadline is Monday, August 26th. So I think we've got some good submissions this year, as we always do, but we want more.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, the next 3, 4, 5 days. That project is happening, and it's easy to submit. You can go to that webpage. And then I will say, this weekend, we're really thrilled to be helping out with this. And y'all have been talking about it. The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, along with several partners, are hosting this program. It's an all-day symposium on Saturday.
10 to 4, right?
Yeah. Reconstruction, Redemption, and the Ongoing Struggle for Freedom.
Mm.
And it's a really great series, or this is a program about, like, people have, I think, this idea, this vague idea that maybe they learned in, like, 8th grade history about what Reconstruction was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real deep dive into the realities of Reconstruction, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. It's something that I've learned so much about just in the last couple of years. I've read a couple books about Reconstruction, and the story that gets told in 8th grade, like, it's a really oversimplified and in some cases just straight up wrong story about what actually happened. You can't tell the story correctly in 8th grade because it's a really, really complicated
complex, yes.
story. Yeah, like it takes a deep dive in order to understand it. So
yep.
I'm excited that this is
yes.
happening. Yeah.
And then, of course, we're gearing up for all of our fall programs. We've got so many things happening. So yeah, hop onto the website,
cool.
as you said, chapelpubliclibrary.org, and see what's going on.
And with back to school time upon us, that's going to be our topic for recommending books today. So
that
back to school
prompt.
Related books, or books about school, or books about going back to school, or books about feral children running
either
around.
Either one.
Yeah.
Edumacation.
Edumacation.
Like
yes.
Do you want to start, or
I'll start. Yeah,
okay.
I'll start. Yeah, I've got a few. All of mine are elementary school related, because those were the first ones that popped into my head. Two immediately. Did, and I'll table one of them for later, but the first one, still to this day, I think one of the best, funnest books about going to school is Louis Sacker's Sideways Stories from Wayside School. Oh, they're so good.
I love them.
The whole series is fantastic.
They are. There was Sideways Math.
Yep, I loved that
and
book.
And there were more Sideways Stories.
I had outgrown Sideways Stories by the time more Sideways Stories finally came out. But yes, that one exists too. The first one is just unbeatable, I think.
And they hold up really well,
yes.
I can say.
My
older son loved them. My younger son, I think I had to force him to read a couple. And then, you know, I'm built to be like, if you don't like it, don't read it. But I was like, no, you must love them.
It's a really good book for that, because I mean, there's 30 kids in the class, so there's 30 chapters. They're all short.
They're maybe two or three pages long. Yes.
So get into it, read a couple. If you like it, great. If not, then something is horribly wrong with you. But at least you
Miller,
know.
I hope you're not listening, honey. You're fine.
You read
what you want to, sweetheart.
So that's my first one. I think
okay.
it's great. Yeah.
Awesome. So the first book that I thought of was actually the first book that I read at the beginning of the summer. And it was a really, really hot book, and I think it probably still is. This is an adult nonfiction book called Educated by Tara Westover. Mm-hmm. This was on the bestseller list. Actually, it came out last year, but it's still, I would imagine we still have some hold lists for it. So Educated, it's a memoir, and Tara Westover was born and raised, she was born to parents who were survivalists and religious fundamentalists.
Okay.
This is in Idaho. So she was raised not in school with a large family, and it was that kind of prepper mentality. So like they're stockpiling canned peaches and extreme coupon clipping and living on the fringes of civilization. And like she never went to a doctor. Her parents didn't believe in medicine. So it's that kind of an upbringing. And then at some point she starts to realize there's more out there, and she starts to educate herself. And so she
Ooh.
Teaches herself math. She teaches herself grammar, all of those basic things.
Oh, wow.
She ends up getting into Brigham Young. Which is in college is where she learns about things like the Holocaust that we all learned much earlier.
Right.
And then she ends up on this quest for knowledge, and she ends up at like Harvard and Cambridge. And it's a really, really good
wow.
book. It's a really good book. And I actually listened to it on audio, and the audio was awesome.
Does she read the book, or is it somebody else?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Whoever read it did a really good job. It may have been her. But it's a really popular book. Worth all the praise if you like memoirs, that kind of a thing. If you like reading about that fundamentalist mentality,
mm-hmm.
stories of self-discovery, it's really great. So that's Educated by Tara Westover.
How long, something that you said clicked in my head to ask this, how long do you typically have holds for a popular book? Like a popular book comes out, like a really popular, like bestseller, how long until there are no holds anymore?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
And then, of course, every time we talk about a book,
holds go up, which is great.
Or,
this is what we want.
Yeah. Or like when the movie comes out.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, I haven't checked in a while, but Michelle Obama's book.
Becoming. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's probably still hundreds of holds on it.
Oh God.
But we
and
do
monitor
this.
You probably got
those.
Tons of copies as well.
We do, and
it's
really a balance. Tracy, who's our acquisitions and collections manager, does a great job. We have a limited pot of resources,
mm-hmm.
diverse reading tastes, but everything that's new and popular, everybody wants. So she looks at it, and we have these ratios where it's like, okay, for every 8 holds, she'll buy a new copy, that type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah.
Yeah, it can take a while.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's audio, there's e-audio,
yes,
there's large print, all of
yeah,
the ones.
Spanish language version sometimes. That,
right.
So. Awesome. Okay, so my second book, the other one that popped immediately into my head, I was like, oh, back to school. What kind of books, what books do I want to recommend? Another one of my favorite books growing up and one of my favorite book series growing up. The author is Harry Allard, which I had to look up, but the book is Miss Nelson is Missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so much
those
fun.
Those are great. And there's a whole series of those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Miss Nelson, like, becomes a... like coaches the soccer team, or Miss Nelson like does all of the like
right,
goes on a field trip or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Miss Nelson has this unruly class that just will not be tamed in any way. Feral children just running amok. And then she takes the day off one day and in comes the substitute teacher, Miss Viola Swamp, which I did not even have to look up. I just know that name. And she is this hard-nosed, hard line, no nonsense, whip the kids into shape in a day, and looks remarkably like Miss Nelson with a black wig and some makeup on.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Not that that's necessarily what happened, but, you know.
I love it. So, you know, I was feeling old by talking about going downtown and, like, you know, grumbling about all the parking. I mean, these are some deep cuts.
Also miming like an old-timey, like, 65 Cadillac steering wheel there.
I am.
Yeah.
But these are some vintage books that you're recommending there, you young whippersnapper.
This is what I read growing up.
I will also say that, like Sideways Stories, Miss Nelson books hold up. That's why we continue to buy them at the library. I mean, you will find nice fresh copies of all of these books at Chapel Hill Public Library because they are timeless.
Is the series still ongoing?
I don't think so, but people still find them and read them.
That's great. Awesome.
Okay, so my next book, I am a sucker for what's known as the campus novel. I love stories set on college campuses, whether they're, you know, big state schools, private schools. I really love things set in, like, private, prestigious English campuses. So I was thinking about all of those, and I want to recommend one that's a little bit lesser known. I love this book, and I also love this author. So the book that I'm going to suggest as a campus novel, it's called Blue Angel, and the author is Francine Prose. So Blue Angel, it's the setup for it is the setup of many campus novels. It in part makes me think of Wonder Boys by Michael Chabon.
Right.
So the college professor, his name is Swenson. He's in a creative writing program at a small college in New England. It's been a long time since he's actually done anything creative, and it's been a longer time since he's had a student that's worth their weight and actually possibly has a hope of being a writer. And of course, this woman comes along, this young student comes along, and she sort of pushes the edges of propriety, and he pushes the edges of propriety, and things go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a satire of campus and of the sort of politically correct realm of things in the 80s and 90s and sexual politics. It's very, very good. And I want to recommend her as well because I feel like she's one of these authors who's just underread, and she's one of our great, I think, like late 20th century writers, and she's still writing, and she often writes really good literary satire. So it's not overtly satire.
Yes.
It just feels like a good novel, and then halfway through it's like, oh,
she's saying something.
This whole thing is a dig.
I thought,
so she's great. So Blue Angel, if you like campus novels by Francine Prose, and really any of her stuff is great.
Nice. So my last one is one that I haven't personally read because it literally just came out. I was watching, when we were up in Michigan, we were watching the Today Show with my parents, and they were talking about this book. Willie Geist is one of the hosts of the Today Show. His wife, Christina, was on because she, among other things, is an accomplished children's book writer, and she has just come out with one. So Christina Geist is the author, called Sorry, Grown-Ups, You Can't Go to School. And
I love it.
It's all about, like, it's dealing with the fear that kids have of going to school on the first day of, like, kindergarten or preschool or whatever, and flipping it on its head by saying, oh, school is so exciting that the grown-ups really want to go, but sorry, grown-ups, you're not allowed to go to school. It's only for kids and teachers. And it's this great book that, like, makes school fun, that depicts school in, like, this super fun, exciting way, which is exactly what school is and should be.
I love it, and I don't know that book, but my question is, do you think they're buying it?
I don't know. That's a real good question. Christina on the Today Show said that the kids that she read it to bought it, but she's trying to get us to buy it as well.
She might have a vested interest in the outcome there.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Okay.
It's worth a shot, I
guess.
There
you go.
Yeah.
So great segue into my last book, mm-hmm. which is a newer, it actually came out earlier this year. It's a graphic novel middle grade reader called New Kid, and the author is Jerry Craft. So if you're listening out there and you have a middle school, elementary or middle school student who's read all of, like, Rhina Telgemeier, who wrote Smile and Drama, her books Fly Off the Shelf, or Jean Yang, or any of these folks, this is such a good book to give them. So there's a real gap in diverse kids represented in pretty much everything right now, mm-hmm. But especially in these middle grade graphic novels. So this is the story of a seventh grader, Jordan Banks, and it's kind of meta because he loves drawing cartoons. That's all he does, or that's his main interest. And he really wants to go to art school, but instead his parents enroll him at this very hoity-toity private school.
Uh-huh.
And he's one of the only kids of color in the whole school. And so it's this really heartfelt story about how he adjusts there or doesn't, how he's treated, how the world sees him, how he sees the world. It's such a good book. A good book for kids of, like, ages, I don't know, like 4th through like 10th grade,
okay.
of any colors, any backgrounds. It's a really good book. New Kid by Jerry Craft.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to reading that one. All right. Those are our recommendations for back to school. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for the library, so check that out. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That edition of Talkin' Books, as always, brought to you by La Vida Dolce. You can keep the conversation going by joining the La Vida Dolce Book Club. It meets every Tuesday at 5:30. It is led by local author Katie Rose Guest Pryle. Next week, Tuesday the 27th, they'll be discussing The 5th of July by Kelly Simmons over gelato and wine and coffee and more. The La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all. You can come out and discuss the book whenever you want, Tuesdays at 5:30.